Well, good morning to y'all. I hope you're all glad to be here this morning. It's a joy to come here in the morning and worship with everybody. I really do appreciate that. This morning, my subject is not a new subject, I don't think. My subject is on honoring God and your parents. And I don't know what you think about. If you think about honor, maybe you think about it as a word like kind of for older people or like something for people older than you guys. But honor is actually a simple thing that we can do in our daily lives. We can honor our parents and the people around us in a lot of different times during a day. So I have a verse, Deuteronomy 5:16. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you. So there's a difference between obeying your parents and honoring your parents. Do all of you have any ideas? What do you all think of if you think of honoring your parents? Anybody have any ideas? So we can honor our parents and authorities or people older than us in many different ways. If we obey our parents, we just simply obey a direct command. We obey if our parents tell us to go wash the dishes, that's exactly what we do. And that's a good thing. I think it's really important that we obey our parents. But if we honor them, let's say we might be doing our own thing, playing somewhere. In the back of our mind, we know that it's about time to do the chores or get the table ready for supper. And just to go do that without your mom or your dad having to tell you is honoring your parents. And your parents will be blessed by that, and you will be blessed by that as well. So I have a passage here, Ephesians 6:1. I should have found it earlier. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long in the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children into wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. So in these verses, it's talking about obeying our parents. And if we obey our parents, it says it's going to be well with us and we're going to live long in the earth. And I'm not exactly sure what it means, like we're going to live long in the earth. But one thing I was thinking of, if we obey our parents, normally, if our parents tell us to do something or tell us not to do something, it's for our good and for our safety. So if we obey our parents in situations, it might keep us from harm, or it might keep us from many things that could harm us. And I think that's one way the verse is talking about. I'm not sure, I guess. In verse 6, it makes mention of not doing things to be men pleasers, but we need to do things out of the goodwill of God from our heart. And I was thinking, sometimes it's easier to obey our parents if other people are watching. If other children are now, we obey our parents because we want to look good among other people. And I don't think we're going to be rewarded for that, because God wants us to obey him because of his word and out of the goodness of our heart. And we need to have desire to obey our parents. So I'm going to read you a story out of the Miller book about a boy who learned the blessing of honoring his parents. It's a decently long story, so you have to bear with me. Honor thy father and thy mother is the title. Peter, that was not very respectful, Mom rebuked her oldest son. Her eyes were both surprised and sad. Peter hung his head. With part of his mind, he wished he could erase the angry words he had just spoken, but it was right, argued the voice of his self-will. Mom isn't fair. Peter, we need to sit down and talk about this, Mom said. She pulled out a chair at the kitchen table and sat down. Peter followed, still seething with a mixture of shame and resentment. Why did parents always have to be the boss? You are growing up, Peter, and you are old enough to know that your parents aren't perfect. Here, his mother said with a half smile. We do make mistakes. Even though we try to be fair with our children. Things might not always look fair for you. Nevertheless, you still need to be respectful. It is all right to ask your parents why sometimes, but there is wrong ways and right ways to do that. You must ask questions politely and respectfully in a mature and quiet way. It is wrong to shout angrily at your parents or to speak with in a nasty, whiny tone or a bossy, rude one. Do you know why you must be respectful to your parents, Peter? Mom questioned. Because the Bible says so, I guess, Peter mumbled. That's right, Mom replied. Being respectful isn't just something parents want to make themselves feel good. God is the one who requires sons and daughters to honor your parents. He considered respect for parents so important that he made it one of the Ten Commandments. Honor the father and the mother isn't one of those basic laws like, thou shalt have no other gods before me, thou shalt not kill. The New Testament repeats the commands in Ephesians, honor thy father and the mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and that thou mayest live long in the earth. Honoring your parents means not only to be obedient to direction, but cheerfully and not grudgingly. It also means doing what you know your parents would want, even though they haven't specifically said something about it. Honoring your parents means speaking with respect at all times. Some families have a rule that children must call their parents by a title of respect, like sir or ma'am, yes sir, yes ma'am. They must reply when their spirit parents speak. We don't have the custom in our family, but we do need to require respectful speech because God says so. Okay, I'm sorry, Mom. Mama, Peter agreed humbly. He scooted forward in his chair and sat up a little straighter. Now if I ask you very politely and respectfully, can you tell me why Peter gets to play outside and I don't? He went on meekly, with a hopeful twinkle in his eye. Yes, if you ask in a quiet and respectful way, I'll be glad to tell you, Mama smiled back. But poor Peter, more trouble lay ahead, for he soon forgot his mother's words. The Millers ate supper early that evening. While they were at the table, Peter thought of something. The Johnson boys invited me to come over and skate in our pond this evening, he exclaimed, turning excitedly to his father. Can I go? Can't I? Oh, no, not tonight, Peter, Dad reminded. We have a service at church tonight. It's the beginning of our weekend conference meetings, and we have a visiting minister from Indiana who is going to preach. But, Dad, Peter cried in disappointment, I told the Johnson boys that I'd probably come. Why can't I miss just one night of church? I could ride my bike over to Johnson. I would come home just the same time you did. No, Peter, we will all go to church together, Dad stated. When we have a worship service in our church, we don't want to miss it unless we have a very important reason. You will need to call your friends and tell them that you can't come after all. Next time, be sure you have permission before you agree to go somewhere. What's the use of asking permission? Peter flung back, very upset, his face twisted in a rebellious scowl. You never let me do anything or go any place, he nearly shouted. Peter, you may not speak to your parents like that. You are being disrespectful. As well as untruthful, Dad told him calmly. Didn't your mother just explain to you again this afternoon why you must honor your parents? Dad's face was very stern. To help you remember, you must do the dishes this evening. And if this happens again, I will need to punish you more severely. We cannot let our children get into a habit of speaking disrespectfully, he said, looking at Peter sadly. You need to apologize to your father, Peter. Mama prompted quietly. I'm sorry, Dad, said Peter, staring miserably at his plate. When he walked into church that evening with the rest of the Millers, Peter was still feeling unhappy. Curiously, he looked up the front bench where the visiting speaker would be sitting. What would the preacher be like? Peter wondered. What he saw made his mood sink even lower. Such an old man. He must be at least 80 years old, Peter groaned himself. I wonder if he will say anything interesting at all. After some singing and prayer and opening meditation, one by one, meditation by one of the home ministers, the visiting speaker came to the pulpit at last. The light seemed to make a halo of his snowy hair and beard. As he smiled at his audience, boys and girls, he began, I'm an old man. How old do you think I am? Does anyone care to guess? Peter's attention was caught. He listened eagerly as several younger children volunteered to guess the preacher's age. I'm 76, the preacher chuckled. But do you know what, boys and girls? I still need to obey the Bible's commandments to honor my parents. Even though I'm an old man, myself and my parents have gone to heaven, I still live the way they taught me was right. I still speak respectfully about my parents and honor their memory in my heart. Turn to the 6th chapter of Ephesians. The minister read the passage aloud. Then he went on to speak about the verses. What a lot of good stories he told. There were stories about children and grown-ups who were blessed because they honored their parents, and stories about people who got in trouble because they didn't. Young people, honor your parents, he said earnestly in conclusion. God has asked us to do this because it is good for us. When we obey and respect and honor our parents, things will go well with us. Our lives will be happier, and they can even be longer if we are respectful and obedient. Obedience keeps us safe, and being respectful causes us to live in peace. Be thankful for your godly parents. Honor them every day. After the church service, Peter and Timmy moved towards the back of the auditorium to visit with some of their friends. Listening to Brother Daniel's sermon had made Peter feel much happier about life. So he was cheerful now as he met Henry, Joshua, and Joseph. The boys were sitting in a huddle at the back bench laughing and talking, when suddenly a shadow fell across their group. "Good evening, boys," a familiar voice spoke. Peter and his friends looked up. There stood Brother Daniel, the visiting minister. Peter, Timmy, and Joshua rose quickly to their feet, and each in turn politely shook hands with the elderly minister. Joseph followed their lead, but Henry remained sitting as he reluctantly stretched out his hand to grasp Brother Daniel's. When the minister had walked on to greet someone else, Peter snickered and shoved Peter with his elbow. "Why'd you have to jump up like that? Just to shake hands with him," Henry said carelessly. "You acted like he was somebody really special." "Well, he is a preacher, and he's old," Peter explained. "It is polite to stand up when you meet an older person. My parents say we should always show respect. I'm glad my folks don't make such a big fuss about manners," Henry countered. "We're just regular people. We don't bother with fancy equity." "That's not fancy equity," Joshua spoke up. "It even says in the Bible that you should stand up for old people." "Huh? Where?" Henry laughed in disbelief. Leviticus 19:32. "Look, I'll show you." And Joshua flipped through the pages of his Bible. We just read it at home. Here it is. "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of an old man. Fear thy God. I am the Lord." "My dad says most good manners come from the Bible," Peter said boldly, and this time Henry didn't laugh. "I'm glad my parents teach me about things like that," Peter thought as he walked outside in the frosty air of the church parking lot. "I wouldn't like to be like Henry and never know how to behave. I must try to be more respectful and honor my parents. I'm glad they teach us to be prudent." And we see here that he learned the blessing of honoring his parents and also honoring old people. There's a lot of good lessons in that story. So here I have a few examples of a way to honor and dishonor our parents or other people. There could be many more, but I just got a few here. So a few ways to dishonor our parents, these are ways that we should not respond. Is talking back. And I think sometimes we can maybe ask our parents why, but sometimes we can just simply do what they ask us without asking them, "Why do I have to do this?" or talking back or telling them why you don't want to. I think that is disrespectful and not honoring to our parents or to anybody. Number two is disobedience or delayed obedience. Obviously, we know that disobedience is dishonoring to our parents. And one thing I wanted to say is delayed obedience is also very dishonoring, because delayed obedience is disobedience, and I think that's wrong as well. One thing I thought of was disrespect when God's word is read or talked about. That is, I think we all need to learn to sit quietly and listen when your parents read or talk about God's word. I think it's important, and I think it's respectful to God and your parents. And just simply to just to act or talk disrespectfully are just always to dishonor parents or other people. Ways I thought of to honor our parents. Obey immediately. Don't wait around or don't ask till they tell you the second or the third time. Obey immediately and without being told, like I explained earlier. Our parents will really appreciate it if we obey them without them having to tell us what to do. Number two is do not ask why or talk back, if we talked about that. And number three is show respect when God's word is read. Like I said, to sit still and listen and be reverent. Show respect to older people, like was read in the story. Stand up and shake their hands. Go out of your way to go shake an older person's hand. I think that's very respectful. Number five is thanking your parents and other people for the things they do for you. Your parents do a lot for you, and it is very respectful, and it honors your parents if you thank them for all the good things they do for you. So in closing here, I hope you all understand a little bit better how to honor your parents and older people. I think this is a good lesson for me as well. So yeah, that is all I have. So I hope you all understood what I was trying to teach. So you all can go back to your seats.